Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, look at Happy Ozzy with the Odyssey vending machine up there in heaven now.
Oh, my God.
Paul, you are fast with the graphics this morning.
Look at that. Look at that. He's so happy he got a vending machine because we lost it. That's like the biggest breaking news of the day. I did not see that email. I'm really bad about checking my work email.
You are. But yeah, it's heartbreaking here. These parts, don't know who else was, I guess nobody was using the vending machine. Maybe we're the only ones that are going to miss it.
I can't imagine, someone's going to come in with a big, what are those called?
A dolly.
Yeah. And lift it and roll it right out past our door here to the elevator.
It was like 3 weeks ago. It was not that long ago.
We barely knew ye, vending machine. Mm. That is crazy to me. I had no idea.
So the Padres, after losing yesterday, could still come back and win the series. We've seen them do it a few times this year, where they've dropped the opener and then come back and take in the series. They'll need Yu Darvish and Nestor Cortez the next couple of days to hopefully come through with good performances on the mound. But after that, I believe Nick Pivetta is likely to start on Friday against the Red Sox. But the immediate future of the Padres' starting rotation may have a different look based on the update that Mike Schilt gave before the game yesterday. We talked about the kind of rough outing Michael King had for El Paso over the weekend. 4-plus innings, 6 runs, gave up a couple of home runs, but sounds like he came out of it pretty well, because here's what Mike Schilt had to say before the game yesterday.
Takeaway's very positive. Feels good today. I don't know if he's played catch or he's going to play catch today, but he got through 61 pitches yesterday and felt good and was really excited. And, he's back to doing what he loves and competing. It's been, a period of time. So, it's a really good chance. Not going to put it in pen yet, but we'll put it in, a dark pencil that, he's got a good chance to his next start to be for a Padre big league club.
Do you anticipate it being on turn now, like in 5-6 days from now?
Yeah, I think we're still evaluating that. So that's about as far as I can take you right now.
All right.
Dark pencil was my takeaway from that.
Dark pencil is just as close to pen as you can get. You know how hard it is to erase dark pencil off of paper?
Even if it smears everywhere.
You're just going to smear it all over the place. Yeah. And I don't think Mike Schilt wants to do that.
I ain't saying Sharpie. All right. I ain't even saying crayon. I'm just saying maybe dark or light. Pencil.
He said it though, and there's no reason Mike Schilt would say it if he didn't think it was going to happen. He's plenty of times given us the old, we'll wait and see. We're playing it by ear. Ask me again in a couple of days, and I'll let you know where we stand. He on his own threw that in, the whole dark pencil comment about Michael King returning to the starting rotation. So I would say chances are very high that Michael King will be pitching for the Padres, likely either maybe Sunday or to start next week for his return to the rotation. And that, of course, is a huge lift for the San Diego Padres, Woods.
What is your guess on when? What is your guess if you had to make an educated tea leaf reading guess?
When you were in London a few weeks ago, we were talking about Michael King, and we kind of had, it was probably circled in like mechanical pencil, but we were looking at, Ben and I were looking at like the Giants or Dodgers series mid-August. We're like, that's when you at least want him back. Like, whether or not he's fully back or on the way back, like, that's kind of crunch time right there.
You think this weekend?
I would say he would take J.P. Sears' next turn on Sunday? More than likely. Okay. Which would be against the Red Sox, which would then line him up to pitch in the Saturday game at Dodger Stadium in the following series. That would be my guess. Either way, he'll probably face the Dodgers, obviously, in that series, and then either the Giants or the Dodgers again in the one after that. But he'll have at least one under his belt before he has to go up against the Dodgers, which may be part of the thinking by the Padres, that they don't want his first start back to be against the Dodgers. He wants to get a feet wet and feel comfortable at home before you go to Dodger Stadium for his second start returning to the rotation.
Now, Wesley says, King gave up 6 runs and 2 home runs at El Paso. And, yeah, we talked about it yesterday. But let me remind you, Wesley, if El Paso stats mattered, Luis Camposano would be cleanup hitter. He would be our cleanup hitter tonight against Arizona if they really took into account what happens down at El Paso. I've never seen a greater AAA player than Luis Camposano. I believe he's continuing to mash.
And it's not simply the park effects, but when you're on a rehab start, your goal is not to win the game.
You may not get hurt.
It's also to work on whatever pitches you want to work on. You may not throw the pitch like you wanted to get out. Like, I need to work on my fastball here. So even though I'm up 0-2 and I really should be throwing a slider, I'm still throwing the fastball because that's what I need to work on. So you don't really get a lot out of those numbers because you don't know how the pitchers are really approaching the start. It's rarely, hey, how deep can I go? How many strikeouts can I get? That's not what Michael King was trying to do at El Paso. So,
I guess he gave him up in Round Rock, Texas. Well,
the whole PCL is a hitter's league. So,
yeah. It doesn't guarantee. I think it was more about feel and how did it feel and how do you feel. And, he's been working hard to get back. So I just, at this point, I don't think it really matters. We're going to keep him down and give him another one down there in that hitter's paradise.
I don't think they gave a damn about the results. Like you said, it was like, how did he wake up the next morning? You know what I mean? Like, that's all they cared about.
Big, how Michael King wakes up in the morning is kind of what got us here.
That's not to say there might not be a little rust in his first start when he comes back, even on the big league level. That's probably something the Padres are expecting. But Michael King hasn't forgotten how to pitch. The stuff apparently is the stuff. We know how nasty it is. So my guess is that fairly quickly, Michael King will return to Michael King form, which is a top of the rotation type starter, a guy that you expect to likely be your first playoff game starter, whenever that is, assuming the Padres get to the postseason. And that's my expectation, is that Michael King leads off your rotation in October.
Yeah, no question about it, man. Somebody that we desperately, desperately need, and we don't go anywhere without him. So kind of a big deal the next week or so for the San Diego Padres. As at this time of year, it's all pretty deadly. Every game seems to be magnified through the roof. I saw a lot of people kind of jumping off the bridge last night, flipping out about one loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks. I didn't like it either. Not a great debut for Sears. Not a great offensive output, but we got 2 games to go in this series. And then it gets pretty nasty. The Red Sox, really, really tough team. And, then you go Giants Dodgers, man. This is what we live for.
Boston won their 6th straight game, I think, yesterday.
They are hot. Yes, they did win their 6th in a row. By the way, the Diamondbacks won their 3rd in a row. Even teams that sold at the deadline, and Jesse and Mudd talked about it, it's not like they totally tore down the team. They still have Corbin Carroll, Ketel Marte.
That top 3 of their lineup goes against anybody.
Gurriel and Perdomo. They've got good hitters. They've got, some guys they're taking a look at the bottom of the order. But if they get a hit or two from those guys, they're an absolutely dangerous lineup to face even today.
I'm just sick of Brandon Pfaadt looking like Nolan Ryan against the Padres. It seems like every time.
Alec Thomas drives me crazy. Well, I mean, I love that guy. I wish he was on our bench, but man, he drives me crazy. Seemingly every time we play that dude, he's coming up with a brilliant catch, a brilliant hit. It's just like, God, what a little pest that guy is. But I tip my hat to him, man. I wish I was a hundredth of the ball player he is. But they're still a good team. They got a great manager, as we know, Torey Lovullo. They're playing for pride right now.
Yeah, just keep in mind, as you look and you fan the rest of this season, take it in week-long chunks. How have the Padres played over a week? They're not going to win every game the rest of the season. They're not going to win every series the rest of the season. Even great teams are going to have series losses, especially on the road. So, you know, yes, it was a loss. You know, come back in 4 days if the Padres have dropped three of their next four. All right, we can reevaluate and we can, you know, start hitting our foot a little bit on the panic accelerator at that point. But I'm not going to do it right now after one, you know, bad night in the start of a three-game road series in Arizona. I'm just not going to do it. You know, J.P. Sears, we'll see what that looks like going forward and if he's going to get more opportunities in the starting rotation. But based on that King news, my suspicion is, at least temporarily, he will not get another chance, and it'll probably be Michael King on Sunday against the Red Sox.
I don't want to say, like, with yesterday's loss, like, today's a big game quite yet, but I'm watching it with a different lens tonight now. Like,
oh, yeah,
you need Yu Darvish. You want Yu Darvish to build off of a great start last time out. Like, if he comes out and looks like he did earlier and they, you know, Arizona jumps out to a 4-0 lead, then all of a sudden you're like, all right, what the hell is going on? But, you know, you're going to lose games. Got to bounce back, get this dub today, and hopefully go for a series win tomorrow.
I agree with you, Paulie. I agree with everything you just said.
I also agree with Paulie.
I'll also be watching it with a different eye, one eye open the whole day.
Just one? Which one, left or right?
Yeah, just one eye left. I got a lot of sunscreen in my left eye the other day. It really burned. Hmm.
Do you feel like
Hawaii problems?
I saw some comments. I know I hate the sunscreen in the eyes. It is awful.
It's the worst.
Is there any thoughts of adding? You wanted to see Ryan O'Hearn every day. Ramon Laureano looks pretty good. Seven, is that the spot for him, or do we want to see him moving up in the Padres lineup? And you know,
I'd like to move Xander down one and O'Hearn up. I don't know. I mean, he's having a really good season. Really like his ABs. He ambushed that one last night. Thought he had it. I like his swings, man. I like his swings. I like everything about that dude. I like his mentality. I like all of it. So you can move X down in the order. I don't think it's gonna hurt his feelings very much. And you know, again, these guys are here to win a World Series championship. Everyone's got, you know, Gavin Sheets had the right attitude about it when asked last week. He's like, I'm good, like whatever they need me to do. Ryan O'Hearn had the right attitude. Use me however you want me, I'm here to win. So I'd love to see him in the lineup more. I can totally get why Sheets got the start last night, but I don't look at him necessarily as a weak link per se. I look at him as a really good piece off the bench if you need it, and a guy that gets the occasional start to get somebody off their feet.
I mean, I loved the fact that they were able to bring up a dangerous batter as the tying run. I thought Mike Shildt managed that perfectly. Nearly worked out for him with the, you know, two on and a 5-2 game. You actually had a chance to come back and win a game that you had no business winning if you get a good swing right there. Didn't quite get it, but you can see the vision and how it lengthens the Padres roster going forward because of the moves they made at the trade deadline.
No question. Here's Brian in the chat. He said, enough is enough. Three games back with a real shot. The boys need to buck up. Sick of the excuses. I know we can't win them all, but at the end of the day, just win ball games.
That's what they're doing. Look, they won seven out of eight going into last night's game. I don't like.
They've definitely won more than they've lost lately, certainly. But I do understand. It is funny because who wants the West? Like, do the Dodgers really want the West? They lost to the Cardinals last night with Tyler Glasnow on the bump. Their offense is scuffling right now. So you feel this stupid feeling where you're like, well, we can't believe we couldn't beat Brandon Pfaadt again. Well, at least, the Dodgers lost too. You're not losing ground. You're not making up any ground. And that's a frustrating part. So I feel you, Brian. I do feel that. I will tell you, with 49 games to go, you know, there's going to be a lot of losses in there. You know, there's going to be a lot of losses in there, and just hopefully not more than we think. They do need to win a ton more than they lose, obviously, if they want a chance at winning the West. And it just feels like it's really there for it. Like, this is no joke.
If
like,
they go 40-9 the rest of the way, we can't be throwing our arms up in the air all nine times the rest of the year going, oh my God, what's wrong with this team? Do they even care? I mean, it's going to happen. There's going to be some losses the rest of the way. Let's see what happens tonight. I do think, as Paulie said, let's see how they bounce back tonight.
But it's true. Zach says, we just refuse to win when the Dodgers lose. Doesn't matter if we're playing the bad team. Yeah. It's so...
They've gone from 8 back to 3 back. So clearly they've won quite a few times when the Dodgers have lost over the last, you know, month and a half. So they have made up some ground. They need to make up some more ground. We will talk about it. Look at the rest of Major League Baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don't Do This is next, though. And I had a startling revelation yesterday that I may not be as good of a Padres fan as I thought I was. Over the last 50 years, I was absolutely stunned, and I'm curious to see how many tier ones will be stunned alongside me coming up next year with Don't Do This on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. First, though, I was also stunned at how quickly I lost weight with SDFatLoss.com 2 summers ago when I went through the program. In 60 days, I lost 40 pounds, which is pretty much what they told me I was going to do when I met with my counselor for the first time, and they explained their program that required no injections, no exercise, and no prepackaged meals. They said pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight. You'll have a couple of days. If you cheat, it's okay. We can get you back on track. And that's exactly what happened for me. Went through the summer, had a little vacation, put a couple pounds on, lost it again. And by the end, I was a brand new person. You can go through the same process I did right now by going to SDFatLoss.com, getting a free consultation, and signing up for their weight loss program and get $200 off now in the month of August. Summer sale is back on, $200 off. It's going to change your metabolism. It's going to change your life the way it did for me. My knee pain, my back pain pretty much disappeared entirely after I lost the weight. It was so huge, and I've been able to sustain that weight loss because it was based on real foods, not shakes and bars and mixes. I can't recommend it highly enough. So many tier ones have followed in my footsteps. They tell me their success stories all the time. You can be the next one by going to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Don't do that.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts. This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info.
You know, sometimes I forget that Benny is brand new. He's just brand new. We say it about Taylor in my house. He's just brand new. He's just a brand new, sweet, sweet little angel. I don't think you've been here before, Ben.
The turnip truck is just pulling away. Just fell off of it.
I think this is your very first time on the planet. And Ben sends me and Pauly this yesterday. My mind was just blown on a dumb Instagram post. Did you know there is a P on the San Diego Padres logo? We need to talk about this tomorrow. Pauly writes back, yes. Ben says, I never knew that. And I said, the one on the logo? Ben said, I've never seen it before. I said, really? And he couldn't believe it. He could not believe it. Well, so you actually put this on your Instagram story, which is, I mean, that's a story in and of itself.
It blew my mind because this is something I actually love looking for these things, like the hidden arrow and the FedEx logo. I love,
of course,
I love those things. And I've gone through them and seen other ones in my life. And like there was one sitting right in front of my face as a Padres fan for the last 50 years that I didn't see it all because this little stupid trivia video comes on, and it's which 3 MLB teams have 3 letters on their hats. And I looked at it right away. Okay, the Chicago White Sox have Sox, S-O-X, on their hat.
Yep.
And the St. Louis Cardinals have S with a little T and the L, St. Louis. So those are the two. There's no other team with three hats. And they come up with the answer, and the third hat is a Padres hat. I'm going, this, it's just SD, you idiots. There's only two letters. And they go, no, it's SDP. There's a P in the Padres logo. And I go, what?
There is.
And then Paulie circled it and showed it to me that there is a P in the Padres logo. Did Tier 1s, did you know there was a P on the Padres SD logo hat I didn't know about?
I think I saw it at Fantasy Camp in the logo on the ground, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I've known about it for like a couple of years. I'm not going to say I've known about it for 15 years or something like that. Like, how, you moron? But no, I remember this was going around a few years ago, and then like last week I saw probably the same exact post that you were talking
dog
about.
Dog Mondays.
Ben.
I don't know.
Some kid guessing.
I'm going, well, this is dumb. There's only two. It's St. Louis and Chicago White Sox.
No, baby. There's a P in there.
Is this official? Like, if I asked the Padres, like Chris Connolly, their vice president of marketing, would he confirm that there is or is not a P in the San Diego Padres interlocking SD hat logo? Or does it just happen to randomly look like a P because that's how the S and the D interlock? I don't know.
I mean, there's also a penis in there, like the camel logo from our youth. If you look closely, you can see it. It takes a minute to see Joe Camel's penis that rests on his nose.
And then once you see it,
you can't stop looking at Joe Camel. Yeah. So as soon as I learned that in like seventh grade, I was it got me really good.
Yeah. I don't know if that was like intentional or not with the SD and the P.
It couldn't have been accidental. Like when they were coming up with the logo back in, 1969, in the first year of the team. When they say, hey, if we do this interlocking SD, it also creates the P for Padres in our logo at the same time.
No, it's not the same jersey as the one on the jersey, but it's still a P in there. There's a P. San Diego Padres. Boom, boom, boom. Right there.
If you're not looking at our YouTube stream, yes, where the D and the S intersect, it creates a P effect in the middle of the Padres logo that
I've never seen.
P right on the D.
I've never seen in my life that was there.
Yeah, sure is. You're a sweet kid.
And you all knew this. Not everybody in the chat. I'm looking. There's definitely some debate in our YouTube stream chat right now. People who did see it, people who never saw it, people who don't believe it. It's real, even after looking at it right now, that it's just an accident and it means nothing at all.
Ben will not rest until he decides that the majority of the people did not know about this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got there. It's there. You can see it.
I'm still stunned.
I know you are.
I really am stunned about this.
I know. Yeah. Your sweetheart.
It's just staring me in my face my entire life, and I never saw it.
He's just staring right at you.
S and D.
Yep,
all SDP. I see is SD, and there's a P. Now I'll never not see it.
Yep, now you know. Genius marketing. You're up.
Angela says there's also a G in the San Francisco Giants hat, which I also have not seen. So
this was like a few years ago. Like people pointed out, is it the Milwaukee Brewers has MLB? Right, I think that is. Or is it MIL?
MB. And then it's shaped like a glove, the MB, which is the best.
And then
the
Montreal Expos, it looks like ELB when it's M with red, white, and blue. That was a cool logo as well.
That's really, really cool.
All right, I will move on to a much more don't do this classic type story. Former NFL running back LeSean Johnson was convicted on 6 felony charges for... Oh, he's gone the Michael Vick route. The role in a dogfighting operation in what is being considered one of the biggest busts in U.S. history. Johnson, now 54 years old, violating the Federal Animal Welfare Act. The government apparently rescued almost 200 pit bulls from this dogfighting ring. You'd think that at this point, with all the publicity of the Michael Vick case, that might have dissuaded other, NFL players from starting dogfighting rings. And the consequences for Vic were about as severe as any consequences that an athlete has faced. I mean, considering pretty much the gnarly don't do this stories that we see on a daily basis, Michael Vick was the one, in at least the court of public opinion and in the court of law, suffered about as much in terms of consequences as anyone did for what he did.
Yeah, it was a big, big story when it came out. And I can remember the host I worked for at the time saying, no, dogfighting is cool. And I just remember my hair falling out, you know, having to defend it. And I don't understand it. I think it's horrific, honestly. And that really hasn't changed much. I was, you know, fine with Michael Vick, I guess, getting a second chance. He actually paid some consequences, as you mentioned. But man, that was one of the bigger sports stories I can remember.
You know, and I kind of agreed with you. Not only he did his time, but also seemed like genuinely
changed
by, yep, you know, what he learned. And, you know, there was the argument that this is what I knew growing up and I thought it was okay. And then now I know that it's not, and he genuinely changed and actually went out and became an agent of change. So I was okay with him getting a second chance as well. But his story should have resonated to other people like LaShawn Johnson, like, okay, but you all don't now get a second chance because you should all know that this is horrible and don't do this.
Yeah, he kind of set the tone, man. The cruelty to animals is just, it's just a different level for me of
you're
missing
sick.
That chip. Yeah, you're sick.
Sick.
You're missing that chip, dude. You know, animals and children and elderly is kind of the line, really, of hurting people like that, right? They really don't have a choice. And that drives me crazy. So, yeah, throw the book at this cat. He certainly deserves it. I have a much more positive story for Doo-Doo this.
Thank God.
D.D. Mega Doo-Doo.
So if you're looking at box scores last night, you'd see that a guy by the name of Nick Enright picked up the save for the Cleveland Guardians last night. And maybe you skimmed over it without knowing his entire story, but this is pretty incredible. The first career save for Nick Enright was a very meaningful one. He was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma in late 2022. He still has not completed his cancer treatment. He has one left in November. But he had decided, like, good enough to pitch. And he bounced around a little bit. He had four rounds of immunotherapy in early 2023, made nine minor league rehab appearances for the Marlins, got DFA'd, went to the Guardians late May, was pitching in Columbus, and again, has one round of cancer treatment left for November. He said this: I made the decision when I was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma that I wasn't going to let it define my life and dictate how I was going to go about my life. It's something where, for anyone else who's going through something similar, I haven't just holed up in my house and felt sorry for myself this whole time. Goes out, gets a save last night, and he said he was showered by beer from his teammates in the locker room. They were all pulling for him, super excited. He thanked his wife, his parents, the rest of his family for their support. And he got the ball from the final out, plans to set aside his uniform and his lineup card as well. He said, really, really cool, these last couple of years especially. I've gone through a lot of adversity. Everything that's gone on for me, being able to reflect in these moments, I think it helps being able to slow the game down because it hasn't exactly been a red carpet rollout for my career trajectory. Congratulations on a save that should be worth 10, right? Nick Enright, congratulations to him. Pretty cool story.
Pretty awesome
really
story.
Awesome.
And also helped out the Padres and other National League teams by beating the New York Mets 7-6 in extra innings. A dramatic win. And we can take a look at the rest of what happened in baseball yesterday coming up. But first, that was Don't Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Just a reminder, you can tune in to the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt this Friday at 9 a.m. here on Ben and Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. He can bring his dark pencil to our conversation on Friday for things that he's pretty sure about but not 100% sure about.
Well, he will use that dark pencil to stab you in the throat. That's one thing I do know, okay? That's one thing I can guarantee you.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Before we split, guys, real quick, if you're maxed out on credit cards, struggling with high-interest debt, you could pay it all off in days with Loan Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan. You can get cash out now without touching your low-rate first mortgage, which is huge. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS. The Rapid Equity Loan program at Loan Pronto, pretty incredible. One of their clients got $300,000 approved in under 24 hours, paid off debt, renovated their kitchen, cut their monthly expenses by $1,800. Pretty big turnaround for them. They got instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. That equity is your equity. Use it. Get cash out to consolidate all of your debt down to one easy, low monthly payment. Get yourself back to neutral. Call Loan Pronto now. Get a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much cash you could get out today. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Google reviews off the charts as well. Call now to start the conversation at 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Unapproved credit. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm still on this thing, Woods. Still can't get over the P in the Padres logo.
He just keeps obsessing about it.
He's losing his mind during the break.
Yeah, we may need an official statement from the Padres at some point today to settle once and for all, if there is actually a P in their SD logo or not. Or if it's just an accident, a happy coincidence, as it may be.
I just had a happy coincidence. I went in, I saw the light was on in my bedroom. My wife is up at 4:30 in the morning, so I was able to get a quick motorboat in before I came back to the show. So I feel much, much better than I did 10 minutes ago. Much, much better. It works every time.
Does she feel better than she did 10 minutes ago?
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not. She wasn't super excited about it. But
I did that to my wife yesterday. I said, is this where you thought your life would go? Like, you were like a little girl, you're like envisioning your perfect life,
husband.
Your dream wedding, your husband's like, is this what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah. Radio producer. Just 100%. Yeah. I just did the exact same. I'm a 50-year-old man, dude, at the end of the day. 50-year-old man in there. Just let me get one before I get back to the show. I feel much, much better. I told her, I said, come in and do a segment with us. We got nothing today. She goes, no.
If she does, tell her to put her shirt back on.
Yeah, well, her shirt was on. I just went over the shirt.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, on another note, Padres did not take advantage of the help that they were given by some other teams in the National League yesterday. We will talk about the rest of the baseball playoff chase right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Woods, I know you're going to be stunned, but apparently the Dodgers fans showing love to Mookie Betts last night to try to get him out of his pretty much season-long slump with a standing ovation was ineffective.
0-for-4.
He did not get a hit, nor did many other Dodgers, as Sonny Gray went 7 innings, gave up just one hit. It was a solo home run to Freddie Freeman. Ended up getting a no decision, but the Cardinals scored 1 in the 8th and 1 in the 9th to beat the L.A. Dodgers 3-2 and take the series opener up at Dodger Stadium. So Padres, after taking 2 or 3 from the Cardinals go right away, take the first game from the Dodgers. Can they steal another one this series and hand the Dodgers a series loss? Either way, it kept the Padres 3 games back in the National League West as both teams come up short last night. But the Dodgers certainly have not really kicked it into that next gear. Even after getting Blake Snell, they had Tyler Glasnow back and pitching well last night, but it did not translate into a win as they could not get the offense going.
I mean, the similarities in our offenses are now they padded a lot of numbers early, man. They were one of the best offenses for a while. But they've fallen off. They've had some injuries, as they usually do, and just ineffective. And I gotta say, man, we catch a lot of I will spar with a Dodger fan every day. They're really, really funny, and they go back on pretty much everything they say. And you know, I can vividly recall them ripping the Phillies for doing this. You know, people were talking about it on Twitter for doing it for Xander, and they just poverty, blah blah blah. You know, a once mighty, arrogant organization has resorted to, you know, doing standing ovations for a $300 million plus player. If I'm Mookie Betts, it's the last thing on the planet I want. The last thing on the planet. He's had a terrible year. Remember, he started the year with some weird illness. He dropped like 20 pounds. He had to get that back on. He's playing shortstop. It's pretty taxing on him. He's just not hitting the ball well. But I have no doubt Mookie Betts will break out. None. Zero. Mookie Betts has a track record. You know, one of the best track records in baseball. So I can understand why they're frustrated, but that, the hypocrisy of them doing that last night, and especially it coming from one of their reporters who spends his time, you know, ripping fan bases that do things like this. I thought that was priceless last night.
You know, it's interesting because I see, obviously, plenty of Padres doomers. We deal with them every day. I see tons of Mets doomers. I see Yankees doomers. My buddy Scott, huge Yankees doomer right now as they lost again. Walk-off fashion, Josh Jung with a three-run home run for the Rangers in the bottom of the ninth as the Yankees lost their fourth in a row. But they're still in wild card position. The Mets are still in wild card position. Yet all I hear from both New York fan bases is doom, 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 doom. Padres lose, you know, one to the Diamondbacks. You get the doom. I don't hear Dodgers doomers that much. They just remain arrogantly self-confident no matter what their team seems to do. I know they must be out there. Do you see them more? Because you interact more. So there are Dodgers doomers.
Oh, big time.
Okay.
Big time. You know, I see a good cross section of the still. And listen, I honestly, like, I'm trying to put myself in their shoes this morning. And if it were me, I wouldn't be worried. And the reason I wouldn't be worried is that I would look at those guys that are anchoring my rotation. And I would think Tyler Glasnow, Blake Snell, Yamamoto has been fantastic this season. I look at those guys and I go, we're good. We're going to be fine. Freddie Freeman will hit. You know, Mookie Betts will hit. Shohei Ohtani is Shohei Ohtani. He's a unicorn. I think I would be in the camp of I'm not worried about this right now. I really wouldn't worry if I were the Dodgers. You know,
I do not feel that same way, though. Nick Pivetta has been fantastic all season. The Padres are getting Michael King back. Their pitching has been terrific. Their bullpen is the best in baseball, and they've got Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. and Luis Arraez and Jackson Merrill. They've got plenty of good hitters who have established over their careers that they are good hitters and are going to hit. Shouldn't we feel just as confident in our team as confident Dodgers fans feel in their team?
No, I think, and the reason for me, just speaking for me personally, is because the track record, right? So the track record of the Dodgers being able to win so many, pennants, division titles. Honestly, they're the Braves of the 90s. And, that to me would give me a little bit more inner peace if the Padres had that, track record. They don't. And in fact, you know, we had that team on the ropes. We all know what happened, and couldn't close. And so for me, yeah, I think it's more fair to be a Padres doomer right now than it is, a Dodgers doomer. But I think you should still be happy about your ball club and know that you're in a good position right now and, you know, within striking distance of the West, which is pretty cool because I did not think we would be here, at this point in the season. I really, 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 really did not. And, to be this close is great. It's also frustrating, man. You're right there. You can see the top of the mountain. And every time you take one step up, you kind of slip down a little bit and you just got to keep grinding, trying to win some games. So, I just thought for them, for that fan base to resort to that last night was a little bit embarrassing.
Padres did lose a game in the standings to the Cincinnati Reds, who beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2. The Reds now three games back in the wild card race, although both teams lost their starting pitchers in the game. Mike Soroka, who was the Cubs', bigger pitching deadline trade acquisition, is already headed to the IL with shoulder discomfort. So Cubs fans who thought they needed to be more aggressive getting pitching, they were less aggressive, and now they've already lost the guy that they were less aggressive getting to the IL. Nick Lodolo, I believe, left with a blister. Both bullpens were good, though. The Reds managed to pull out the 3-2 win, so they're trying to hang on, really the only other wild card contender in the National League. The Mets, as we mentioned, lost to the Guardians 7-6, so the Padres still just a game behind the Mets for the second wild card spot. The Phillies, though, are starting to play well again, Woods, and they're looking to put some distance between themselves and the Mets. Kyle Schwarber hit his 39th and 40th home runs. The 40th was a grand slam, part of an 8-run sixth inning, as the Phillies beat the Orioles 13-3. If any team is looking dangerous beyond the Dodgers. I think it might be the Phillies actually right now.
They look terrifying.
You know, we saw them, you know, recently. Padres went, what, 3-3 against the Phillies in the six games they played. But they always feel like if they get locked in at any point with the hitters that they have and the pitching staff that they have, that it's a team that at some points can be unbeatable if they're all firing on the right cylinders at the right time.
Well, and that's, you know, that's true of anybody. It's still a little bit early, you know, even though it's getting a little bit later in the season. August is, it can be, you know, the dog days. And this is that month where, man, you know, you separate the men from the boys, certainly, in baseball terms. And I don't know, man, getting hot now is great, but September next month is really when you want to be firing on all cylinders. But the way they look now, it just looks, it looks insane. And you're getting production like that out of your lineup, especially Schwarber. I mean, that's MVP caliber stuff right now, Benny. 40 bombs for him. You know, no signs of slowing down, but somebody's going to have to figure it out at some point. But, you know, back to our race, here in the West. This is, you know, this is the fun part. I heard Jesse say it last night, and I laughed in the car as I was going to get pizza. I thought, man, you got a weird definition of fun. I would love to be 15 games up in the division and on cruise control right now, because it really, really takes your soul, being in these pennant races. And again, kudos to the Padres for being even, you know, three games out at this point. Didn't we all? We all would have put the mortgage on the fact that, you know, we're going to be 10 games out. We're going to be scrapping with the Reds and the Giants and teams like that for the wild card. To be three games back, whoo boy, it is, it's pretty spicy.
Meanwhile, I don't know why I still have trouble believing in the Milwaukee Brewers, but they're showing no signs of slowing down. They beat the Braves 3-8. Isaac Collins hit a 3-run home run to provide all the offense.
Like who? Isaac Collins. Like, they're getting production. And you know,
he's
know
a rookie,
Isaac Collins.
And, you know,
yeah, but like, it's the way that they're getting production, the way that they're doing it is just outstanding. I mean, so much credit to those guys. It's got to be fun times in Milwaukee right now.
So I have a couple of Cubs fans at work at Channel 10 with me, and they're both like, you know, the Cubs have the second best record in all of baseball, but they can't even take the lead in their own division right now because the Milwaukee Brewers are just so hot. Now, there's a bet you would have lost a lot of money on. The two best records in baseball come from which division? Would not have picked the NL Central at the start of the season for sure, to see the two best records in baseball. The Giants lost in the ninth, gave up two to the Pirates, who walked it off in the bottom of the ninth, 5-4. Giants obviously sold at the deadline and are lingering, what, nine games back now of the Dodgers and six of the Padres. Don't look like they're going to be a factor the rest of the season. The Astros beat up Sandy Alcantara in the fourth inning. The Marlins keeping Alcantara, not trading him at the deadline, showing faith in their team after getting to 500 yesterday. They did lose, though, and drop below 500 with an 8-2 loss. Red Sox, as Paulie mentioned, when they're sixth straight, they're hot. They beat the Royals 8-5. Tigers doubled up the Twins 6-3 as well in action in Major League Baseball yesterday.
Did you see the kind of, if you're a Red Sox fan, you're pretty bummed. Did you see Roman Anthony last night?
I did not.
Kind of standing on the field, and you saw him kind of grab his back and then kind of do the twist, and he leans down and he tries to stretch it out, then calls for the trainer. So he has been a revelation for the Boston Red Sox. And if he's out, yeah, I mean, look, you know, we're playing them next. I never want to wish injury on a guy, certainly, but if you get the Red Sox minus one of their better players, you know, gives you a little bit better chance to beat those guys. But he is a super, superstar in the making, and looks like he's got a little back issue right now that I'm sure they're monitoring pretty seriously.
Did see Jaron Duran hit an absolute laser home run to center field. The guy that A.J. Preller was not able to acquire, despite rumors for months and months that he was pursuing him, remained with the Boston Red Sox at the deadline. And we will get to see him in person this weekend when the Red Sox come to Petco Park, assuming he stays healthy. But, yeah, if Roman Anthony's out, that's definitely – I mean, every team's going to deal with some injury going forward. It's, you know, every team's going to have something over the last month and a half of the season.
I got a little nervous last night on that incredible shovel pass from Manny to Xander that Xander wasn't able to corral to get that third out, or that out at third base. Xander comes away kind of shaking his wrist, and then he's like biting on his thumbnail. Don't know the update on that, but yeah, man, it made me a little bit nervous thinking, okay, you know, if we lost Xander Bogaerts for any amount of time, what do you do? You know, what do you do in that spot? So, yeah, everyone's kind of holding their breath right now for their favorite teams that, that seem to be in it.
You know, I was curious on that play because it was a sacrifice fly to left field to Laureano. And it was the, that was the second out. And I wondered if Xander had held on to that ball, would the run have counted? Would it have scored in time? Because Manny shoveled that thing so
quick.
Laureano threw it fast, and it was shoveled fast. If that runner was not sprinting absolutely home, I was curious to see, had he been out, whether the umpires would have had to take a look and see which run crossed.
Do they review that? Or is
they
that,
can review that.
They can
they can look
that.
And see. They can see if the run touched home plate before the out was recorded at third base. That's why it's always important. You think, well, I don't need to. I've got to score easily, but you do have to score before potentially
score.
One of your other guys gets out on the base pass. You rarely see it in Major League Baseball, but it has happened a couple of times, and I was curious, but then Xander couldn't hold on to it, so never got to find out if that was the case. All right, we are 2 hours in. We will come back. Jesse Agler will join us in hour number three from Arizona. We'll also play a game of Take on Woods, try to qualify a listener for Las Vegas. All ahead here with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.